Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the Road Dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A-double crooked letter badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
All right, at VOC Nation, that's where we are. That's where we're at. This is the morning after, right here live on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. I'm Brady Hicks. At the board, as always, we have Granny. What's going on, Granny?
Oh, not much.
And also, the incomparable Rat Boy. What's going on, Rat Boy?
Oh, man, you know, the word is I had a little accident this morning with one of my cats. The cat really got a hold of me this morning.
Okay.
I got scratch. I got a bad scratch on my nose.
Oh boy.
And it was bleeding big time. Like a
well,
bloody
you know, cats
mat.
Don't like rats.
Yeah, I know. You know, it just you know just happened. It was an accident, though. I got a bloody shirt here with my blood on it. I'm gonna autograph it. Anybody wants it?
Well, listen, we had a fun episode. Actually, everything yesterday on VOC Nation was fun. It started at 5 Eastern. We had a classic episode of In the Room from 2015 featuring former ECW announcer Joel Gertner. You can check that out on the website. That was a great time. And then at 6 Eastern, we had Shelly Martinez. Granny, she was talking about her implants. She was talking about anxiety, posing topless for the first time. For something. She posed for something. And just all kinds of interesting little tidbits that you only get from somebody who was actually in the industry, like VOCNation.com offers. And, of course, she took calls as well. And then at 9 Eastern, In the Room, of course, myself, Stroh Maestro, Kathy Fitz, the whole gang, you know, we welcomed What a Day Joe Lowry. So you can check him out at whatadayjoe.com. He's an incredible self-promoter, you know, he's a podcaster, he does his own website and everything, and he's just a huge, what it comes down to is he's a huge wrestling fan, you know, so it was great to catch up with him. We had a great discussion about ratings and about wrestling today, and everybody was on board. It was a lot of fun, and it went way too fast, man. Like, we literally ran out of time at the end there. But just such a great time doing it. So anybody who missed any of those great programs, you can always go to VOCNation.com and check them out. Some of them are listed right there in the main feed. Others, you might have to go to the extended archives, but they're all available courtesy of VOCNation.com. And, yeah, that's where we are. That's where we are. Did you hear about Shotzi Blackheart, Rat Boy? I felt so bad for her.
Yes. Yes, I read it. That's a shame what happened to her car, her wardrobe, everything, man. Got stolen. Dang.
They took her helmet. She got that when she was training. So she's been wearing it ever since, and it's gone. You know, she actually said she expects it to show up on eBay, and she's going to try and get it back when it does. So who knows? But
hey,
yeah,
guys,
that's just adorable
on
thing.
With us.
Okay.
Stro just joined
Stro,
us. Good morning,
Stro. We were talking about Shotzi Blackheart, Stro. She had her car broken into. All her wardrobe is gone. They took her helmet that she's had since she was training. That's got to be the worst feeling in the world, knowing that, sentimental
God.
Stuff like
wow.
that. Can you imagine?
That's crazy. Yeah.
And so close to her gimmick, too, you know?
A funny story comes to mind. One time I was having dinner with one of my wrestling buddies years ago, right? And he did the whole Power Ranger thing. He had the whole Power Ranger suit, right?
Yeah.
And we're sitting at a Waffle House. And then he went in his car. We're saying our goodbyes. And he found out his stuff was missing, right?
Oh, shoot.
And stolen. And then, like, the next day, I'm driving down the street, and there's this kid with his whole get-up on, like, walking down the street waving at me.
Oh, my God. Did he get it back?
I hope he did. I told him what I told him what happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why would anybody steal that?
I have no idea.
There
could be a Shotzi Blackheart out in the street somewhere with the garb and the
heel. Well, the good thing is it happened yesterday because they said it might take more than a day for them to be able to get together enough. Like they're going to try and piece together her wardrobe as close as they can. And, obviously the helmet might be a difficult thing to find.
Right.
It's not like an indie where you can just go to a dollar store and pick up another helmet, you know?
It doesn't work like that.
Although I have
go to
done,
a Walmart
yeah. Although I have gone to a Dollar Tree for hardcore matches before, so I understand that the plate is real. and also to get hats because I like to. We'll get the roster to sign the hats and we'll throw them to the fans. You know, and sometimes you just can't find that stuff last minute sometimes. So I can't even imagine. Good luck to her. Good luck to her.
Yeah.
I guess the male fans won't be too disappointed if she comes out half naked. So, I mean, we'll see what happens, but I don't expect that to happen. So.
I don't think she'd be wrestling because the last two shows have been taped.
Okay, I thought they were going live tonight, but it might be next week they're starting.
Yeah, I think they're going live next week.
Okay. All right.
So
tonight, of course, fresh episodes of AEW and NXT. Ratboy, what's on tap for AEW tonight?
Okay, we got Cody versus Scorpio Sky.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah,
I'm
pulling for Scorpio, man. I really want him to win. But I feel like there's about three guys now that should have won the title from Cody if, like, they really were trying to do this right. I don't know. I guess it'll mean more when somebody finally gets it.
And we got the $7,000 jacket match against Chris Jericho and Orange Cassidy.
Okay.
Now we got Kevin Omega against and Hangman Page versus
Kenny Omega.
Omega. Lucha Swords. We got the Young Bucks versus Evil and Stu.
Okay.
And we got the Appreciation Night. We got the best of the best Appreciation Night ever right here on AEW. It's the Rock and Roll Express with Ollie Anderson and Tully Blanchard.
It's so great. Plus, I believe the debut of Rachel Ellering. I could be wrong about that, but I think she's supposed to debut tonight.
Nice.
It's interesting. It is. I love seeing the Rock and Roll. And they did the NWA, obviously. They did AEW. They kind of transcend promotions at this point. I feel like if Vince called them, they would be there too. It's great to see them still rocking and rolling, man. It really does.
I love Ricky and Robert.
Memories.
They are awesome, awesome guys. They are awesome guys.
You remember one of them had a feud with Kevin Nash a couple years ago?
Yeah, Rick.
I think it was Ricky Morton. Yeah. That was funny. What were you going to say, Rob?
I met Dan. Right here at George's Collectibles when I came in with Jim Cornette. And they were right there by Sonny. They kept on looking at Sonny.
I spent that whole time hanging out with Jim Cornette, Rat Boy. That's how I got so ornery.
It was crazy that day.
Oh, man. You know, it's funny. And this is kind of off subject, but I just got to say, like, you're talking about Jim Cornette, and it's like, you know, you don't realize how big some professional wrestlers are. Like Jim Cornette is not a wrestler. He's a tall guy. A lot of times he's bigger than, like, the workers. It's funny. You just wouldn't expect it. I just wanted to point that out. Not like Bill Alfonso is a tiny little guy, but, like, Jim Cornette is huge. He towers it. Anyway, so tonight on NXT, I did want to talk about this as well. So they're going to have the long-awaited, and I don't know who's awaiting this, but they're calling it the long-awaited confrontation between Adam Cole and Pat McAfee, who punted Adam Cole last week. I hope this ends with a loser leaves WWE forever match where Pat McAfee is gone. I don't think it's going in that direction. I don't like the guy. And it seems like such a step down for Adam Cole. I don't know. So also the North American title match entrant will be determined. Of course, it's Kushida, Cameron Grimes, and a mystery man to face off in a triple threat. Ratboy, you were saying maybe AJ Styles goes down. Maybe he'll be in that triple threat ladder match.
Maybe. You never know.
I don't think he's going down, but you keep saying it. So, Karrion Kross tries to make Danny Burch his latest message to Keith Lee. So, Karrion Kross against Danny Burch. So, Danny Burch is going to lose real bad. Plus, two confirmed entrants in the North American thing tangle. It's Damian Priest against Bronson Reed. And then Tyler Breeze looks to avenge Fandango against Santos Escobar.
Oh, boy.
And on top of all that, here's something to get excited about. Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae open up their home once again. So we'll be able to see them from their dining room table.
Can't wait.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Can I mention something real quick? I just want to wish somebody a very, very happy birthday. Her birthday was yesterday. Our good friend, Primetime Amy Lee.
Oh, happy birthday to Amy. Happy effing birthday, as she would tell me.
Mm-hmm. I forgot all about it yesterday until it hit me last night. It was her birthday yesterday. She was born with Hulk Hogan, you know? Hulk Hogan's birthday yesterday, too.
She was born with him, yeah. good for her. I love Amy Lee. I love Amy Lee. She's great. You remember when she roasted you, Rat Boy?
Yes. You have to play that. You got to play that one of these days.
I don't think the censors will let us. I'll have to play it again, yeah. We didn't do a roast this year. I really should get one together. That was a lot of fun.
Who are we going to roast? Malcolm?
I don't know. I wanted to roast Kathy. But then, like, Booker T and Stevie Ray got mad at me just that I even suggested it, so we couldn't do Kathy. So then I suggested Malcolm, but I don't think Malcolm really understood what it was about, and, like, I just don't think it would have worked. so I don't know. I really don't know. It's got to be
somebody. The person that we should get, okay? Everybody knows
that not everybody loves.
Good. Dustin.
Like me or you. Yeah, we could do it just us. We could bring callers. But it's not going to, like, get a lot of people to tune in.
All right, no lie.
You know?
How about Bruce Schwartz?
I'm just saying.
How about Bruce Schwartz?
Yeah, Bruce Schwartz a possibility.
Okay.
Maybe you should do a roast on Granny. The way you like to pick on me, Brady.
Granny, that's just called an episode of In the Room.
Whatever.
What would make it special? I'm only kidding. Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. By the way, you know, I was just reminded, actually, Bruce just texted me a little bit ago. So a women's superstar, and I'm not going to say who yet because we're still working out the details on our contract, Stro. I'm going to say a top woman. We've seen her in Shimmer, Shine, WSU, all the top women's promotions. You know, she's been featured in WWE. She's been featured in TNA. She's been all – and she wants to come to the VOC Nation Radio Network. She saw what Shelly was doing, and she really enjoyed it. So we could be expanding soon. We could be getting another great program. And I couldn't be happier. This girl is so nice. I'll tell you guys off air. I just don't want to say anything publicly yet because I just – you know, I don't want to jinx it, but there's a good chance. I mean, we're working on it right now, and it sounds like she's highly interested and really likes the idea. She has a background in radio too, so she has a background in radio too. So like, she's good with like taking callers and like all that stuff. You know, so I think it'll be a really good thing. Very good thing.
Nice.
Type in the messenger. I want to see her name.
Like,
you're
gonna
say her name?
No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
You can take a guess, because you're probably not right.
Say my name, say my name.
could I say the female that I was with down in Atlanta? I think Social Val? No.
No, it's not Social Val. It's not Social Val.
Social Val.
big fan of Social Val, by the way. Rat Boy, she was all over Rat Boy when we were down in Atlanta. It was funny.
Oh man.
We actually said that her hotel room smelled a lot like cheese after Rat Boy left. So I don't know what was going on in there. I'm just playing, of course. I'm just playing. But we have great bumpers with her, with Matt Morgan, just talking about Social Val and Rat Boy. SoCal Val, of course. This girl, I'm just going to say she's a little more sassy than her. So, I'll just leave it at that. And, Don't you say it.
I know who you mean. I'm not saying anything.
Okay. All right.
I know who it is.
I probably just gave it away too easily. But, so anyway. What else is going on? Anything else we got to talk about? SummerSlam's coming up.
Wait a minute. She was one of the No Way Jose's group there dancing around. Yeah, I know.
She was. She's had matches too. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No Way Jose, one of Jose No Way dancers, because I think she was with what's his name, Adam.
I don't want to get too much into it.
Are you talking about
Adam Rose?
Rose.
Yeah.
Adam
Rose.
She's a
Rosebud.
Yep.
One of the Rosebuds.
Right?
Yeah. Yep,
one of the Rosebuds.
So was Braun Strowman. Yeah. Just goes to show you, Vince can never completely destroy you.
I know who it is, but I'm not saying her name.
And she comes from Montreal now, too, so it'll be good. Hopefully we can work this out, but we'll see. We will see. Anything else going on? I'm trying to see. Ken Shamrock, I mentioned, he wants to be involved in the Raw Underground stuff. I think it'd be great.
Yeah. There was some female, her name is Vanessa Kramer. She was on the WWE Mae Young tournament. She announced her retirement.
Who did?
Vanessa Kramer.
Vanessa Kramer.
Yeah, she was in the Mae Young
tournament.
She related
to Cosmo?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I was a Cosmo Kramer fan. Back in the day.
Oh, whatever. But, and another thing, happy Elephant Day, everybody. Go get your peanuts.
Who What are you talking? You're all over the place, man.
I know. I got all these websites opened up and just looking at all this stuff. You know. It's like CM Punk is down in Big E now.
Mm-hmm.
CM Punk told Big E to drop the name The New Day.
Why?
Because two New Day people were born, and now it's only Big E.
Okay, well, they'll be back, though. Here's one for you. I meant to mention this yesterday. Stro, I don't know, did you hear what Booker T said about Dixie Carter?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I want to read this for you guys. And by the way, I just want to go on record. Dixie helped me out with the podcast many, many times behind the scenes, helping us get talent like AJ Styles and Kurt Angle and Crimson and Madison Rayne. She's been so great to me over the years. And obviously I did that thing with her at the convention a couple years ago. So this isn't my experience of her. I'm just reading what Booker T wanted to say, but I wanted to qualify that. He said, I don't know what Dixie was doing half the time, but I know she was hanging out in the bar, hanging out with the boys. When you're hanging out with the boys, the water might get hot. Then you're going to jump. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't really know what he means there. I don't know what Dixie was doing, but she seemed like she was living out her MILF dream. I'm serious, man. Dixie was getting busy. Ain't got to say what she was doing. Well, you kind of just did. Dixie was definitely, how they used to say back in the day, hot to trot. I don't know, man. She had the makeup and everything on, so I don't know how much writing she was doing for the show.
I remember
one time, this is great, I remember one time Dixie set up a huge party. I can't remember the name of the place. It was in this little bar. But it was a huge party, and the celebration was, it was just after the show when there was no reason to have a party. And we're having a party just because the show is over with, and we go, let's go have a party. That's what I knew. Brother, you get your paper, because this ship gonna sink real soon. When the boss starts mingling, this is amazing, brother. When the boss starts mingling with the talent, and I don't know what kind of mingling they're doing to her, but when the boss starts hanging out with the talent, having parties, hanging out and doing that stuff, it's a bad message, and it's a huge mistake. Business was definitely secondary. You can count how many parties we've had for Reality of Wrestling and my guys. It's been here at the house. Because those two things just don't go together. Business and pleasure. They just do not go together. Oh, my God. This goes on. Should I keep going?
Yeah, I'm
the first one to say Dixie Carter was trying to do one of the greatest things one can ever do for the boys. The guy's just doing this, trying to make sure securing guys' jobs. That company, it definitely had a chance to do that. But Dixie Carter being in that position and not knowing she was in shark-infested waters or what type of sharks they were, she just didn't know that. She didn't know if it was a great white or one of those sand sharks. She didn't know, and that's where the mistakes happened. I think with TNA, her being one of those people that just had a big heart. I ain't saying she was having the parties because she just wanted to party. She was having the parties because she wanted to give the guys something. I'm joking and having fun on the 410, on the front end, but nah, man, I think she was trying to do a great thing. Just didn't work out. That's a lie. And I heard another thing. I heard another thing where, like, she was coming in and, like, they were doing TV and she leapfrogged all the women in the makeup and the hair because she wanted to go out with the fans during the show and pose with the title. Jim Cornette was talking about this. I saw this Monday when Jim Cornette, I was listening to Jim Cornette and he was saying it. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Like I said, Dixie Carter's never been anything but great to me. To anything that we do within the room or with VOC Nation, she's always been great. And I miss dealing with her, honestly, because I had a lot more access to TNA and Impact Wrestling when she was there. But with that said, man, I could totally see that. I could totally see that she's just, like, there to mingle with everybody, you know? She was like, I hate to say it, Stro. A little bit of a money mark.
Is she single?
No, she's not single, Rat Boy. Nor is she interested in you.
Oh, God.
Because I showed her your picture.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I just think it's funny. It is funny. But Booker T is hilarious, man. You know, when the ship's sinking, you got to get your paper. Oh, man. So I think that's it. I think that's it for today. Did you guys have anything else?
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
There's a lot of things going around on Facebook that
Can you
I
condense
like.
Them into one or two things?
No, I don't like about the Vice President Kamala Harris.
No, I don't want to talk politics. You guys can talk politics, but I don't want to.
They are putting up old Biden with Kamala from Africa.
You
yeah,
know,
I know.
I
saw this.
The Emperor from Star Wars. It's his birthday today.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday to him.
Yeah.
Who was it again?
Yeah, Ian McDiarmid. He's the guy that played the
Ian McDiarmid,
Emperor.
Yeah.
Palpatine,
yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Is that it, Rat Boy?
Okay,
yeah, the
I
meme.
Think that's it.
Kamala
you know.
Harris in a meme with Kamala, the wrestler. Yeah.
Yeah. I could take time joke right there.
So tonight on VOC Nation at 5 Eastern, we got a fresh episode of Evolving with Corey Castle, independent wrestler, does a fantastic life and philosophy podcast, just talking about, you know, just positivity and good stuff like that. Check it out. Great time. 5 p.m. Eastern on VOCNation.com. 6 Eastern, Obey the Puck. Hockey discussion returns. The NHL playoffs start tonight. And I couldn't be more excited. Actually, they might have started last night. I'm not sure. But the Flyers play tonight. So I'm excited about that, of course. And Obey the Puck is there to talk everything hockey with you guys. So check that out. That's 6 Eastern at VOCNation.com. And then at 9:30 Eastern, I haven't heard it's canceled. I know the last 2 weeks they've been pretty busy. But Voice of Choice and Killer Ken Resnick. Wrestling with History, no guest announced, but be sure to stay tuned to social media, in particular Twitter. Be sure to go to at VOC Nation and, of course, at Bruce VOC, and that's where they'll put up the latest as far as tonight's show. So be sure to check that out. And if you miss any of these shows or any of the shows that we had yesterday or any of the past shows in the last couple of weeks, all the way back to 2009, you can always go to VOCNation.com and check them out in the archives or find them on your favorite podcast provider. Don't forget to buy a T-shirt from Pro Wrestling Tees. Buy many shirts. Go to VOCNation.com and click on the Pro Wrestling Tees link or go to ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation. And, you know, you can find the fine selection there. Stro Maestro shirt, I saw the first concept for it today. It looks amazing. We're just working out a couple of the technical issues with it. And we should have that to you, I would guess, in the next week or so would be my guess, that you'll be able to buy your Stro Maestro shirt featuring the fine artwork of former PWI and WOW contributor Steve Anderson. So be on the lookout for that. Lots and lots and lots of great stuff available on VOCNation.com. That's going to do it, I think. Everybody have a good day, right? Take care.
Yeah. And tomorrow,
take care, everybody.
And
go
tomorrow
to
is my kitty's birthday.
Leave us a review and a 5-star rating. And tomorrow's whose birthday?
Coco's birthday, my 2-year-old kitty cat.
Oh, Coco.
Right.
All right, well, we'll celebrate that tomorrow. Take care.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate. Yeah, goodbye, everybody.
I won't be on tomorrow, but you guys celebrate it if you want. All right, take care.
Have a great day, everybody.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9, listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off a building.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have
cried? Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steiger of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.